Welcome to this week's book programme. We've got lots of great new books to tell you about. My Life by Joe Wrigley will keep all fans of Joe's stories happy for hours. It explains a lot about where his ideas come from and gives a picture of what was happening in his life when he was working on his most successful books. I must say, though, that some of it is difficult to understand if you haven't read his other books. Now, for those of you who like a good cry, Goodbye to the Fields by Susan Marks tells the sad story of John, a small boy who has to leave the countryside he loves when the family moved to London because of his father's job. John and his mother would prefer to stay where they are. It's a long time before the family begins to feel comfortable living in the big city. There are plenty of books with helpful advice this week. First, the A to Z of photography would make a great present for anyone just starting out with a camera. It has everything you need to know to take really good photos and learn about cameras, film, lighting and so on. This is not one for the experienced photographer, though. There's not much advanced information here. Turning to the kitchen, Cooking for One by Adrian White says on its cover that even people who hate cooking will find it useful. A month ago, I couldn't even boil an egg, but now I'm producing all sorts of dishes, some quite difficult, and, yes, they taste quite good too. I'm actually enjoying cooking now. I'm now going to try a new book about cooking Italian food. The last book this week is Holidays in Europe by Mary Curtis. This is an enjoyable read, which will start your imagination working as you plan for next year's holiday. It doesn't matter that the writer doesn't talk about the famous places everyone visits, but describes lots of small places away from the main tourist areas. The maps are too small to be useful, but the book is still good value for money. That's it for this week, then. Next week, there's a special report on giving books as presents. So, if you've saved up your money and you're wondering what to get for a friend or relation for their birthdays, you might get some good ideas. I'll look forward to talking to you then.
Now listen again.
Welcome to this week's book programme. We've got lots of great new books to tell you about. My Life by Joe Wrigley will keep all fans of Joe's stories happy for hours. It explains a lot about where his ideas come from and gives a picture of what was happening in his life when he was working on his most successful books. I must say, though, that some of it is difficult to understand if you haven't read his other books. Now, for those of you who like a good cry, Goodbye to the Fields by Susan Marks tells the sad story of John, a small boy who has to leave the countryside he loves when the family moved to London because of his father's job. John and his mother would prefer to stay where they are. It's a long time before the family begins to feel comfortable living in the big city. There are plenty of books with helpful advice this week. First, the A to Z of photography would make a great present for anyone just starting out with a camera. It has everything you need to know to take really good photos and learn about cameras, film, lighting and so on. This is not one for the experienced photographer, though. There's not much advanced information here. Turning to the kitchen, Cooking for One by Adrian White says on its cover that even people who hate cooking will find it useful. A month ago, I couldn't even boil an egg. But now I'm producing all sorts of dishes, some quite difficult. And, yes, they taste quite good too. I'm actually enjoying cooking now. I'm now going to try a new book about cooking Italian food. The last book this week is Holidays in Europe by Mary Curtis. This is an enjoyable read, which will start your imagination working as you plan for next year's holiday. It doesn't matter that the writer doesn't talk about the famous places everyone visits, but describes lots of small places away from the main tourist areas. The maps are too small to be useful, but the book is still good value for money. That's it for this week, then. Next week, there's a special report on giving books as presents. So, if you've saved up your money and you're wondering what to get for a friend or relation for their birthdays, you might get some good ideas. I'll look forward to talking to you then.